Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay. And we're starting. That's not part of it. It's 3 a.m. and everyone is tucked in, fast asleep at Bottoms Up. You can hear the sweet dog bark-like snores coming from Chalice's room. You see Seb and Chip in their undergarments, partaking in their nightly game of sleep chess in their room. Seb always wins and Chip always cheats. But where is Beef? His bedroom door slightly ajar, his pile of hay too fresh from no slumber. But no Beef. We cut to the cellar basement of Bottoms Up, where a handful of people, looking eager, are standing around waiting. There is a sign propped up on an easel that reads, Beef's 101 Improv Masterclass.
Wow, I'm super excited to take this class. Heard a lot of great things about it, and I think it's really going to help me professionally. So I'm really excited about this.
I'm a little worried about how cost-effective it is. But I hope that it does what it needs to do for me.
Did anyone else have a hard time finding this place? I was like walking around in circles for like a while before I was able to find it.
Oh, I'm a regular here at Bottoms Up, so I'm used to it. This place is nuts, though, let me tell you.
It's very, very, very scary here.
Well, I didn't like even see you in the corner.
Yeah, sorry.
Whoa.
My name's Meyer. What's your guys' name?
Beef emerges from the dark.
Freeze!
Welcome, everyone, to Beef's Masterclass. Yes, that's right. Welcome. It's Beef. Welcome to my masterclass. An introductory course to improv. You may unfreeze.
Thank you.
Beef hops up. Beef hops up onto a crate and sits crisscross applesauce. Now, before we get going, now before this train leaves the station, I want to hear from you. What is improv? What is improv anyway, huh? What is it, huh? I-M-P-R-O-V? You, right there. You look like you're about to answer. What is improv to you?
Oh, me? Yeah. I have no idea. So I didn't mean to look like I wanted to answer. That's why I'm here. I have no idea what it is, but I was told by some people in the office that, it could help, you know, professionally. So yeah, I don't know.
Oh,
do you
anyone
not
else?
Know? Do you not know? You're asking. I just want to make sure you know.
Of course I know. I just spelt it for you. I know improv.
I think I know too, but you can go first.
No, you go ahead.
All right.
It sounds like that one guy's matching the voice of the lower voice guy.
That's
you
improv.
Caught
are you
me.
Brothers? Are you brothers? Are
I wanted to answer
I don't
that,
know that
way.
Guy.
That's improv, essentially. It's matching, it's satire, it's jazz for cats. It's
holy shit, this guy's amazing.
Beautiful.
This guy must have experience.
Wonderful.
He's good.
It's a study that is truly our own.
Ooh.
It is much
like
psychology
you.
As it is theater.
God, I like you. God, I like you.
I like
what
you
about
too.
You?
Huh? I'm sorry, you're talking to me.
Yes.
Wow, the teacher's giving no indicator of who they're talking to. Not looking at anyone, not pointing,
yes,
not saying a name.
Well, first of all, my name is Campbell Brambles, and I know that improv is the vessel through which I will win my wife back from my brother.
Hmm. Okay. Seems as though he doesn't know what improv is either. What the heck? Actually, everybody, you're all wrong. Everything you said was wrong. She didn't
guess. I just said I don't know, and one of us didn't guess yet.
And you're wrong.
You said you liked what I said.
Improv, actually.
Yeah, I think that guy was right.
You said I was right, and then you took it away.
And that is my prerogative, because this is my class. Now, what improv is... Oh, there's a spider on you. Oh, my God. There's a spider on you, too.
Oh, no.
On me?
Who's the teacher talking to? I still can't tell.
Oh, my God. There's a spider on all of us.
I hate spiders.
Wait, I don't see a spider.
And scene. I was just kidding that whole time.
So that's what improv is.
That's what improv
There were no spiders.
Is.
I made lying. It all up. Just now, that's improv. Thank you. Beef bows. Beef starts gyrating. Now I'm dancing. This is also considered improv. No, don't look away. Don't look away. Unfortunately, I am not taking any questions at the moment. Beef stops dancing and sits crisscross applesauce. Now, improv is a toolbox. It's a way of thinking. It's a way of mind. It's a state of mind. I'm going to show you how to use your toolbox. You're going to pull wrenches out of your brains, hammers too. You know, you can use it in your real life. Here's an example. Are you always late to your job and you need an insane amount of excuses to distract your dumbass boss from the fact that you suck? This guy gets it.
Yeah, I do.
Well, look no further than Beef's Masterclass, where you can find a plethora of excuses in your back pocket. Beef slaps his tushy. Excuses like, my trap door is busted and all my fudge fell out.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Or my favorite excuse, my warlock boyfriend just proposed to me last night. But then his trap door busted and all of his fudge fell out.
Okay.
Well, congrats.
I just want to make sure I'm writing this down.
Please write this down.
Trap door.
Good stuff. This is good stuff.
Out.
I like this person who brought their pen and paper.
Thank you.
No.
Okay.
No.
No. No.
All right. And this... Everybody could be you. This all could be yours. All these excuses, every single thing I just said, for just a cool 5,000 shillings an hour. What do you say? Beef takes his improv beret off and turns it upside down, indicating he wants their money now.
We prepaid for this class.
Yeah,
we already signed up.
That's why we're here.
It's the top of the hour. It's the top of the hour. Huh?
I reach out my hand and I go, here's 5,000 shillings, and I put nothing into the hat.
I like this guy.
Nice. Oh, damn, he's
good.
How did he get
that's
so
right,
good?
That's right, improv.
He shouldn't be in level
lying.
One. Yes.
All right, everybody else, put your
you
shillings
go.
In. Oh,
5,000 shillings.
You. Excellent.
I extend my hand and I drop nothing. I'm verbalizing it because it seemed like everybody else was doing that as well.
Yeah, I'm putting nothing in too.
Good.
I must pretend, but I also put a tip in. I put a tip. I put several rubies of the sapphire nature. A very important, opulent, if you will.
Who is this guy? He's
I chose
amazing.
Not to tip.
Yeah.
I step forward and... I'd love to give you 5,000 shillings, but all my shillings were sitting on a trap door that opened and fell onto my fudge.
Nice. Yes. Good job.
This is a good group. I sense a lot of good stuff coming from this group. Excellent. Now that I have your money, I do want to know who you are. Let's go around the circle and get to know each other, huh?
Sitcom D&D is brought to you by Babbel. All right, you guys want to hear a secret? Here is one of my new favorite sounds. That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, they're accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Where I live, there's a lot of people that speak a lot of different languages, and Babbel has been an incredible tool to help me brush up on some of those languages. Whether it's ordering food, asking for directions, or just saying hi, how you doing to a neighbor, Babbel has been very helpful. And lucky for you, here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners, at babbel.com/sitcom. That's right, get up to 60% off at babbel.com/sitcom, spelled BABBEL.com/sitcom. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Everyone, please sit crisscross applesauce.
I sit crisscross applesauce.
Good, good. But remember, for the duration of this class, you aren't you. You're improv you. So make up a fake name, then give me your real name, and then say your fake one again. For example, mine would be Jeff Beef Jeff. Yeah? And then tell me why you are here. What do you want to gain from this masterclass? You, with the face. Go first.
Me?
It's hard to tell.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. Hi, I'm a guinea pig. Obviously, you can see. So it's the fake name first, and then the real name, and then the fake name.
Jeff Beef Jeff.
Jingles, Pringles, Jingles. My name is Pringles, and I'm here because I'm very nervous, and I'm scared to talk around people. People tell me I make them nervous by how nervous I am. I shake and shake and shake and shake because I'm so nervous, and I thought this would help me with my nerves. I'm scared. I'm really scared. And that's it.
That's okay. It's okay to be scared. Beef reaches for her hand. It's okay.
Thank you.
It's okay.
Thank
it's going to be scary. We're going to do a lot of scary stuff in here, guys.
Thank you, Jeff.
Okay. You're welcome, Jingle, Pringle. All right, you with the arms, you're next.
Okay, it's really hard when you do that because you close your eyes and nobody
I think
knows.
After,
you turn around.
I think after this, we'll be able to clear it up, hopefully. Hopefully after this, yeah. We can start using names, I pray.
I really hope so. My name is Rayim Meyer Rahim. That backwards is Meyer Rayim Meyer. So just kind of letting you in on kind of the kind of guy that I am. I'm meticulous. I'm sort of sick with my sense of humor. So if things get a little dark, just just kind of bear with me, because I'll keep you along. I'll keep your head above water, and don't worry, I always have your back. So like, I love you guys already. I don't even know you guys, but like, I'm here to make good friends. And there's already two of you that I like a lot. And
thank you.
Please be me. Oh God,
this is nice,
Meyer.
This is good. Okay, you with the eyes, go ahead.
One of us. There's only two of us left.
I guess I'll go. Hello.
Thanks, dude.
My name is Kimberly Campbell Brambles Kimberly, and I'm here to win back my wife. I figured that these improv classes will teach me confidence, much like my brother has. And I will be able to rip her back from his arms, back into my home.
Oh, one of those situations, huh?
You've seen it before.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Yeah.
This isn't your first time.
That's going to be tough. Oh, no. This isn't my first time seeing a cheater. Getting cheated on.
They didn't
by
cheat.
His brother.
They were respectful about it.
Oh. What was that? And may I ask, what way was the respect?
They asked me, and I was kind of pushed into a corner. And I said, yes, you could take my wife.
You were physically pushed into a corner? Did you have to watch?
I didn't have to watch. They let me have a blindfold. But this was once again after we signed the papers.
That's tough.
I'd probably just call it a day and maybe give up on that.
I might, but they're my next door neighbors, and it's hard to watch
it. Oh, God.
This is really tough.
It's hard to see.
This makes a lot of sense why you're here. This makes a lot of sense why you're here.
The hardest part is I still love my brother very much.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Reaches over and grabs his hand. We're gonna get through this.
Campbell reaches
a lot
back,
of tears
accepting Beef's hand.
Thank God. You know, there's gonna be a lot of. We're gonna really need each other here. We're gonna lean on each other here. We're gonna learn a lot about each other here. It's gonna be really beautiful.
You guys are my best friends.
Yes.
Yeah. Everyone's already feeling that way and saying that.
Yeah. Just introduce yourself, and maybe you'll feel a little bit different.
I must have been the one that Myers wasn't talking about.
All right. Looks like you're the last one here, guy with the face and the arms and the eyes. The whole package. You ready to go?
Hi, everyone. This is my first improv class. My name is Beef Gipper Slacks Jr., Beef.
Could you say that one more time for me, for the ears?
Yeah. My name is Beef Gipper Slacks Jr. Beef. And as fate would have it, I'm a junior salesman at the local horse stable. I sell horses.
How easy is it to sell a horse?
Well, seemingly for everyone, very easy. But I have yet to crack the code. I have yet to sell a horse.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings me here. I was told that, you know, improving my improv skills will help me think on my feet in the business situation, connect with potential buyers, and sell those horses.
Catch!
Oh! I caught the big ball.
Okay. Wow. So this is a nice learning moment. Pause. I throw the ball to you, Beef Gipper.
This is very confusing.
I was following your rules. You said say a fake name first and then my name. My name is Gipper.
I threw the ball to you, Gipper.
You didn't throw anything.
I threw
I did.
Yes, that's right, Meyer. I love your attitude, the way you think.
He doesn't have a ball. What the fuck is going on?
I have the ball. And it's red, and it's filled with the power of my heart.
Yeah, this guy. This guy's silly. He really knows the way of the word.
Don't, he just made that up.
Silence! Freeze! I've heard enough from everyone.
You're the one I'm not going to be friends with.
I know.
Yes.
Before we can properly play, everyone, we must learn first. Learning is the door, history is the doorknob, and improv is the key.
Learning is the door, history, doorknob, learning, key.
Does anybody know who the father of improv is?
Beef?
Hmm? You're looking for points. I like ya, but that's not the right answer. Anyone?
Or was he asking if Beef knew? Other Beef. New Beef.
Beef, you got an answer?
I heard it
Beef?
Was... I heard it was Clell Dose.
Now, a lot of people think that, but it was actually his counterpartner, Mac Farter.
Wow.
Mac Farter.
Can you
Mac
spell Farter, that so I can write it down in my little notebook?
It's M-A-C.
Go ahead.
Space. F-A-R-T-E-R.
F-A-R-T-E-R.
Yeah. Got it.
Hey, Mac Farter.
Hey, guinea pig, can I get a copy of those notes when you're done?
No.
Now, Mac Farter was, you know, a drunk, hostile man who really had no home.
Oh, God.
He was known for stumbling onto stages, blackout drunk, and he would do hours long of improv. Long sets of improv. Out of
people must have loved that.
Oh, you are right. People would travel across lands far and wide to study him. He blew up in ways that were unimaginable. He blew people away with his abilities. Schools started implementing his practices. Shows like Whose Pies Are These Anyways were based off of him. Jeff Beef, had the fortune of studying under Mac while he was on his deathbed.
No way.
He actually said to me,
wow,
right before he died,
he said,
you are the son of improv.
Then
he kissed me on the forehead and he died.
Oh my goodness.
Scary.
This is real. Yeah. So I am, I guess, the son of improv.
You've seen a dead body before.
I have. Cold.
Scary.
Yeah. Like improv. Scary.
I've seen several dead bodies, but
neither here nor there.
What does it mean to be the son of improv?
That's a great question, really? Little Beef. It actually is a very hard job. It's a big burden. I now have to take the word of the Lord and spread it around. It's just me. It's a hard, hard price to pay, being the son of improv.
Is Mac Farter
guess what?
The Lord?
Mac Farter's the Lord, and I am the angels. Singing in your ear. The right way to play. Okay? So, guys, we're going to start off with some basic exercises. And we'll work our way up to full scenes. Where, guess what? You guys are going to be doing your own show at the end of this masterclass. All your friends, all your family are going to come see you. Yeah, that's right.
Anyone that I would invite is already here right now.
You guys are my best friends.
This is big stuff.
Can I invite my wife and my brother?
You shouldn't. You really shouldn't.
I almost certainly will.
No. You should. You should invite them because this is going to be your moment. Kimberly. Campbell.
Which name are we using? I'm a little confused by this.
You'll know your improv name. Kimberly.
Yes.
Exactly.
I don't think I should have picked beef then for mine.
I didn't know that. Looks like we're at the top of the hour. I'm looking for 5,000 more shillings before we move on.
Here are your shillings. Oh. I throw more shillings. Fake shillings.
Thank you. Thank you.
And there's a little bit extra in mine. We're calling it several golden bananas.
I still choose not to tip.
This is way more intricate than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be like a bunch of drunk 20-year-olds playing pretend with their friends. But this is like amazing. This is like so intricate.
I haven't drank since my wife left me.
Oh, God, your life is so sad.
I can't offer you 5,000 more shillings, but I can offer you a heavy discount on a horse with a limp. Not a horse that's at full strength, but a horse with a limp that's not too old. And final offer.
You know what? Today's your lucky day. I love horses. So get on, go. I'll take it. If you can fit a horse in my improv beret, which I think you can.
Holy shit, I just sold my first horse. This class is already paying for itself.
You haven't sold a horse yet?
No, is nobody listening?
No, that was established earlier.
Yeah, it's just sad.
I mean, you guys really hit it off, all three of you, so quick, and you're standing so close to each other.
They're my best friends.
Yeah, we're sort of kindred spirits. We're yin, yang, and other yin. So it's kind of beautiful.
Okay, freeze! And scene. All right, we're starting something. Everyone get in a circle, and we're going to start with a basic exercise called zip, zap, zoop. So we're going to stand in a circle.
It's
so we'll go,
square.
How about, well, yeah. Well, don't worry. I'm hopping in. I'm hopping in because I'm not leaving you guys alone in the
Pentagon.
Dust. Yeah. So we're going to start here with, we'll go, what was your, you were,
Who were you talking to?
I thought the names would clear
Pringles?
This up.
I thought we were done.
Jingle, my real name is Pringles. You told me I had to make up a new name and I did Jingles.
Okay, well, good. Jingles.
Yes.
We're going to start with you. So you'll pass the zip to who?
To Kimberly, my best friend.
Good.
Thank you. I accept the zip.
Kimberly, now you pass the zap to who?
I pass the zap to Ryan, aka Meyer.
I love it. All right,
received.
Meyer.
And then I will send it back to Pringles.
But instead of Pringle, but instead of saying zoop, you say your favorite soup. What's your favorite soup?
Broth.
Nice.
Okay. Maybe I don't understand
fun.
The game, but I feel like it should have came to me once by now, but maybe I don't get the game.
Okay, thank you, best friend. I am going to send it to my best friend again, Kimberly. Here is the zap, Kimberly.
There we go.
I pass the zap back to Pringles.
Thank you, best friend. And I will send
okay, that
the
can't
soup.
Be right.
To my other best friend.
Favorite soup. Favorite soup.
Here you,
favorite soup.
Broth.
Favorite soup. Nice. Good.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I would like to pause, freeze, and scene.
Thanks, thanks, Beef.
So,
address this, please. Yeah.
The problem I have here is that you said broth twice. Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Yeah. So I thought that too. I was like, I should pick a different soup, but it's also my favorite soup. But you're right. Yeah, you're right. Good note.
Yes. Yeah. So
and
I love what's happening.
Probably there's
here.
Also probably another.
Excuse
note.
Me. Excuse me. The teacher's talking.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, man.
Meyer, I appreciate the passion.
I'm just so sick of this guy. I'm sorry.
Hey, this is a safe space.
Meyer, it's
this
okay.
Is a safe space.
It's okay.
Is right. it though? Is if, it a safe space? Because I feel pretty
I'm
bad.
Sad.
We might be bothered by the horse guy, but he paid his shillings just as much as everyone else did. So please,
You're right.
At least pass a zap or a zip. You don't have to pass your favorite zoop to him, but maybe throw a zip or a zap his way, okay?
I just felt like he was playing wrong.
I didn't get a chance to play.
Kimberly?
Yeah, Kimberly? That was wrong.
This is a great lesson we're learning here. Wrong versus right.
Yeah.
Yes versus no. What does it all mean? Zip, zap, zoop. Right?
Zip, zap, zoop. Writing it down. Zip, zoop. You can only say broth once. Got it.
And I zap to Kimberly. Let's go.
I thought zip was first. I'm sorry. I'm thrown off.
Oh. you gotta think on your toes.
I'm playing
wrong. Freeze and scene. Freeze and scene. Okay, you need to be on your toes more, Kimberly.
Do I go straight to zip?
I could throw you a zip. It could come at you in any which way.
Okay.
You don't just go outside your house and let the... you could get hit by any kind of weather.
When I leave my house, I usually see my wife and my brother kissing.
Oh, no. That's tough.
No. Kimberly, you gotta stop.
You gotta
stop thinking about them. Start thinking about Kim.
Yeah.
What does Kim want?
Kim wants more
Kim
time
need?
With her kids.
Yeah, I bet. Okay. Zip.
Zap.
Who's it to?
To Meyer.
Oh.
And broth with clams in it to Pringles.
He's gonna step in. Oh shit, amazing. I missed it.
Okay, all right, if I must.
I'm
zip
waving my
to
hand.
The horse guy.
Woo!
Okay. Zip to the horse guy.
Okay, and oh shit, this hasn't happened.
Can we
to
say
me yet
scene
before?
Scene.
Scene.
No, and no,
scene.
I get to say scene.
Oh, sorry.
I'm doing a sweep edit. I'm sweep editing, all right? This is not my first class. I am sweep editing.
Freeze and scene. All right, Meyer, I have to say, you're advanced. You're absolutely advanced. Yes, we get it. We see it. But you know, you gotta stoop down to these guys' levels sometimes. Okay?
I get it. I mean, I'm only...
I thought it was
I'm
steep.
As good as the pedagogy that I come from. And so...
We use past tense here. Yes.
And broth to Jeff.
No, freeze and scene. I can't believe this. It's zip, zap, zoop. Horse guy?
What? I have a name, okay? And it's, well, is it supposed to be beef? I actually am confused. I don't know. I'm sorry for interrupting.
It's fine.
It's okay. It's okay to be confused.
I just wrote down that you interrupted in my notes.
Good.
Let me get back in the good graces of everyone. You guys are my best friends, and I'm really excited for the rest of class. Let's get back on a good foot, or hoof, should I say?
Shut up.
Woof. all right, let's just move on. To the next exercise.
Please, we have to move past this.
We gotta move past this. Okay, I'm so dying. This next exercise, you guys have worked on the zips and the zaps and the zoops. This next exercise is called No Butt. B-U-T-T. So your name is Butt now. Forget every name I made you guys have.
All right, now we're back to being confused about who you're talking to.
Now all of your names are Butt. B-U-T-T.
Oh, I get it.
So when you start this scene, we're going to start two-person scenes right now, but don't be scared.
Yes. Oh, no.
Because I'm giving you your lines. Every first sentence you say, no, Butt. Because that's their name. And then a sentence. You get to make it up. But
okay. Well, you said you're going to give us our lines. We are making it up now?
The first is a lie.
Oh, my God. Can you
the
listen?
The second is the... Yeah.
Horse can you guy listen? Interrupted again.
I want to give 5,000 shillings to someone to rough you up a little bit, all right? Just get you to
oh my God
listen.
I thought this was supposed to be a safe space. I'm really just trying to learn.
Yeah, we're all trying to get buff.
Me too, but you're a brick wall.
You gotta start listening with your ears.
I'm sorry.
First. It's okay. It's okay. Emotions are gonna bubble up during this class, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Certainly.
We're gonna look at Horse Guy and we're gonna get upset. And Horse Guy is gonna get kind of sad.
Yeah.
But that's life. Life is improv. Improv is life.
Right.
Write that down, Pringles.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you, Beef Bows.
I already knew that.
Life is improv. Improv is life.
Yeah.
Horse Guy makes us sad.
Yes. So I want to see a scene with Kimberly and Meyer. What the hell? You said your name was backwards?
It's Ryan, but I thought all of our names were butt now.
Oh, yes, they are butt. I love the way you're listening.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right. Sorry.
So I'm going to need butt to get up front in class. So we got two butts up in front in class.
Yep.
And every scene, every first sentence you say no but, and then something else.
Okay.
Oh, no one else has gotten up on stage yet. I'll get up too.
Oh, Kimberly, are you okay?
Yank on his back and like shove him down. And I go, no, I was actually already up.
Oh, we got some eager beavers here. A lot of butts on stage,
I'll go next.
Two
butts. I'll sit this one out. I'll go next.
Good.
All right, your suggestion, my two butts, is butts. Begin.
No, but was my father. You can call me ass.
Good.
No, but I'd need your help to win my wife back.
Good. Using
me. No, but I am your wife, and I have passed away.
No, but I don't think I could imagine handling the emotional toll of you dying. Maybe I'm a ghost, too.
I thought these were two-line scenes.
Freeze and scene. Excuse me.
Yes.
Horseman. Couldn't you feel there was emotion happening here?
Oh, no. He's crying. What you're doing to him. Look what you did to Kim.
Hurt Kim.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kim.
Horse Guy.
Apologize.
Group hug Kimberly, everybody.
Okay, I'll get in on the group hug.
Stop.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Kimberly.
Thank you.
All right, I'm ready to do my scene. I think I've learned a lot from watching you two.
I'll get up there with you?
Yep, I guess so. Sorry about this, Pringles.
Okay.
But...
it's okay. I've been
time. Okay. And your suggestion is butts. Go.
No, but I don't want to buy a horse from you.
No, but my wife passed away and is sleeping with my brother.
Boo. He's copying.
Are you making fun of him?
Boo.
Oh, no. Oh. I panicked and I went with something else I heard earlier. I didn't mean to be making fun of you, Kimberly.
Did you not hear Beef say the thing about you can't say broth twice?
Did I say broth? Oh, no, I get what you're saying. Oh, my God. I'll take another crack at it. Ready, set, reset, if that's okay, Jeff.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Beef.
My name's Butt right now.
Absolutely. Good. And scene, freeze.
Wow.
And this is a beautiful moment to say, a horse can learn. Did you see that? A horse can learn.
Wow, I'm looking at you a little differently, Horse Guy.
I guess you led me to water, and I chose to drink.
Oh, wow.
That's a big laugh from the teacher. Good luck keeping up, y'all.
That was a big laugh.
Hey, we're just trying to be nice.
I noticed the size of that laugh.
Okay, everybody. We're going to slide right on into it. I think we're ready for scenes. I want to see some open range scenes. Yeah, I have not. I'm going to tell you guys, I haven't had students to this caliber in years.
Wow.
What are our names now?
Great question.
Thank you.
How about now we're all teapots? All of us.
Is there a meaning behind that, Jeff?
Some of us are short and stout. Some of us, when you tip us over, we pout. See, improv
short
is
and
great.
Stout, tip over, pout.
Pout. Okay.
I'm going to really want to see a scene from Teapot 1 and Teapot 2.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's not established.
No.
Here we go. I'm going to put a couple of chairs up front. Teapot 1, Teapot 2, don't be scared.
You're looking at the back of the room. Who are you talking to?
Who's in the darkness back there?
I take okay. a couple steps forward, and I look around to see if anybody else has joined.
And I rock it up. Oh. I jump up on stage.
Oh, it's me and
I
Horse
lunge
Guy.
For him, but I miss.
Okay. I guess I'm Teapot.
Looks like I rolled pretty well dexterity-wise right there. Better luck next time, Ryan. I mean, Teapot 3 or 4. Shit.
It's Teapot 2. I asked for Teapot 1 and Teapot 2. Do I have Teapot 1 and Teapot 2 in the chairs?
I don't
one.
Know.
You're
I
Teapot
so.
2. Just accept it.
Okay, I'm ready.
Freeze and scene. This was actually an exercise in itself.
Oh my god.
Wow.
It really was. Now, did we just spend the whole time going, I don't know. Who's who? I don't know. Fart,
we
fart,
did
poop, poop.
Do that. We you did that.
Mm-hmm.
I do think Horse Guy fart, fart, and poop, pooped.
He did. He really shat himself. Silly, because
I do feel like we would spend less time doing something. That if you just assigned us names that were like our names for the whole class, and then you know we would know who you were referring to, and then that
can
would
I that's ask you a question?
You smell like can, shit, dude. You smell gonna, so bad.
You
smell
I'm around
so
horses
bad.
A lot. It's my job.
I want to rip you up like a chicken tender. You little.
I thought this was a safe space. Beef Jack.
I am being safe.
Whose name is on the master class?
Yours. Huh?
Mac Farters.
Yeah, we did all think we were taking a class with Mac Farter. That is how it was advertised.
I did not know he was dead before your story. How recent is your story?
Well, what's today?
It is. It's Thursday.
Yeah. Well, if anyone watches or reads the news, it's 3 days fresh.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Yeah. But it looks like none of you really cared about Mac Farter, huh? You just wanted to smear his name around, didn't you?
And you were there when he died?
I was. You don't believe me?
No, I believe you. Yeah. I'm curious about cause of death.
I have not washed this
yeah,
forehead.
All of a sudden.
I have not washed this forehead since he kissed my little forehead. You think I killed him? You think I killed Mac Farter so that I could take the name of Improv God? No.
I thought you were the son of Improv. Now it's Improv
yeah.
God.
Sons grow up.
Into gods?
To be gods. Sons grow up to be gods. So now,
so gods
may I ask...
be good to your sons, too. Sons will grow up to be gods. I know the song.
Wow.
Gods become lovers and turn into mothers. So gods be good to your sons too.
Wait.
Freeze.
Meyer, didn't you write that song?
That is my song.
You
John
wrote that?
Meyer. Yeah, it's John Meyer.
I'm John Meyer.
Oh my god, I'm a huge fan. Oh my god, and you hate me.
Please.
Oh my god, my life is falling apart.
Oh, yeah. John Meyer, it's very an honor to have you in class.
I didn't want this to be how you guys found out. Oh god. All right, I'm going to take off my prosthetic nose. I'm going to yeah, let's see.
Oh, the guy with the nose.
These are extensions. No,
wow.
I don't usually have these
I'm best friends with a celebrity.
My
God, I could put this on the poster.
No, please don't. I really don't want people to know that I came here. I don't want my picture on the wall. Do not put my picture on the wall. Do not put my picture on the wall.
I listen to your music when I go to bed at night. John Meyer. Gosh. Oh, wow.
That means a lot to me, and I appreciate that. I make it for fans like you.
How about this? Your teacup one. Get up here, teacup one.
Holy shit.
Oh, should I sit down then?
I'm teacup.
Yeah.
Yeah, get out of here. I don't like you, man.
Psst. Shit.
Horse guy.
Yeah? Yeah.
Don't tell the others, but I actually think you're really funny and talented.
I can hear that. No, he's not. Don't fill his head with honey when it deserves to be filled with bile. I'm famous.
Thank you.
Sorry, horse guy. You're on your own.
Oh, and Kim.
Yes.
How about Kim, your teacup too? Get up on here.
Okay. I have gone up there and I'm sit cross-legged.
I got two little teacups up here. Why don't you send us home tonight with a nice scene, a nice back and forth? I want to hear words I haven't heard from you yet. Different words, different nouns. Shove this scene with as many nouns as possible. Okay, your suggestion is butts. Go.
Mountains shaped like butts. Hills shaped like butts. Malls shaped like butts. Anytime, man, if you want to get in.
Cat,
just like
cat, dog, basketball hoop.
Nice.
Good. More.
Branch.
More. More nouns.
Fortitude. Oh, that's
falling down.
It's an idea.
Nope, that's not a noun.
What about where you are? Where are you right now?
Basement. Dungeon.
I'm at rock bottom. This is rock bottom for me in this dungy little basement.
Pringles, what are you writing down? Pringles, what are you writing down?
Oh, it's nothing. Don't look.
Is someone sketching in my class?
Pringles.
Is someone doodling?
Please, no sketches.
You're sketching.
No sketches. I'm just a normal guy.
John Meyer.
I'm sketching you.
You're bad at sketching.
Oh, freeze
so
and scene.
Mean.
I just mean
freeze
I
and scene.
Fuck horse guy. Fucking mean guy.
Pringles. If you're gonna sketch, you gotta show us what you're sketching. Show the class.
I'm embarrassed.
And well, that's your fault. That's on you. That's a personal problem.
That is your fault.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on you.
Yeah. Here it is. I was trying to draw Horse Guy's little apology portrait, but he's kind of an asshole.
I am, and I'm sorry. Sorry.
Is that why you're here?
Because I'm an asshole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the reason that I'm not selling any horses. Maybe it's because I say stuff that an asshole would say. Man, I hope this class
Everyone
can help
grab
with that.
Hands. Everyone grab hands and let's get in a circle, hold hands. Everyone look each other in the eyes. You feel that?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's hard to look at everyone in the eyes at the same time.
Everyone at the same time look in the eyes and say, I love you, I trust you.
I love you, I trust you.
I love you, I trust you.
Minus horse guy.
Oh.
My God, today I saw a lot of good work from my students today. You guys had just a little taste, a little appetizer taste to the real world of improv. I am so excited for you guys. We're really gonna bust some nuts and bust through some walls. And you're gonna be the best versions of yourselves. I'm telling you, Kim, you might win back your wife.
Are you serious?
And Pringles, you might finally
You forgot what my thing is, but I understand the sentiment.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pringles, you didn't really reinforce your thing quite as much as the rest of us did.
Are you giving me a note? You're giving me a note. Why don't you just go home and watch your wife be with your brother, buddy?
Yes, this is good. That's good, actually. Read each other to filth. That's true friendship.
This class. My two best friends are at each other's throats.
Yeah. It's fine, I'm fine.
No,
sorry,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it either.
Sorry, I didn't mean it either.
Okay, guys. It's 5 a.m. and...
It's just so early in the morning.
Yeah, we're all a little overtired.
There should be coffee up at the bar. So we can have some mimosas.
Mimosas with coffee?
Get a little antsy or something.
Coffee, you know, and mimosas? As improv.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I love you guys.
Love you too.
Yeah, I love you too. I love you the most.
Jeff, we love you.
I've actually made a vow to love nobody else besides my wife. So I apologize, but I can't love you.
I get it. Hey, that's a challenge I'm willing to accept.
And
by the end of this,
Beef Jeff, when is the next class? It wasn't clear. Is this happening every week or when is
the
next
one? A crow will show up to your window and it'll tell you it'll tell you when the next class is.
Yeah, it'll tell you when.
If I finish classes here, am I guaranteed to make like an improv team? It's guaranteed, right? Because I'm spending all this money.
Yeah.
What are like best
guaranteed.
Practices if you're wanting to be on a team? What are like best practices if we're trying to get onto a team?
Best practices are never stop being on. Always be on. Never. Everything is a joke. Everything is silly.
Broth, clams, broth.
Yes. Just never stop being funny. Ha. And you'll make it.
What was your first team like?
My first team?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Beef sits crisscross applesauce.
Campbell also sits crisscross applesauce.
My first team, it was a delight. It was chaos. It was fun. It was just walk-ons after walk-ons. But you don't know what that is yet.
I'm excited to learn.
Hey, who knows? Maybe after this class, this will be our first team.
As we go on,
we remember all the times.
Seems kind of like a graduation song, not a first class song.
Horse guy, we're trying to include you.
Yeah, what's with the freaking peanut gallery, dude? I'm about to slam you.
I hate to say this, but I do reserve one time kicking someone out of my class.
And oh my god, please don't. I do not want to make up another character.
Horse guy.
Please, you're I'll out. Be good. I'll change you're my out. Thing.
No, you're out.
God damn it.
I love that someone gets voted out every time.
Also, this is cracking me up because this feels a lot like a level one improv class.
Yeah.
Looked and felt a lot like this.